First of all, the right to independent counsel starts out basically as contract provisions. And the insurer and the insured, likely through a broker, come to terms about what right the insurer has to control the defense, to choose counsel, to set fees, to require certain things during the defense. It's a contractual right and a contractual obligation that the parties have. So it starts there. Texas law has recognized it as valid. And I'll throw it back to Jim to talk about when, under specific circumstances, that right is challenged and how an insured does that.
All right. So before we actually get to that, let's talk a little bit about what the obligations are of defense counsel that gets appointed to represent the insurer. And this is your ethics part of our program, so pay close attention.
Snap.
Yes. It is beyond dispute in Texas that the lawyer who is representing the insured is, even though appointed by the insurance company, owes his unfettered loyalty to the insured. We're a one-client state in Texas, so if you are defense counsel, even though you're being paid by the insurance company, your duty of loyalty is owed to the insured. And I see this in circumstances where my clients get appointed defense counsel. The defense counsel sometimes doesn't contact my clients, doesn't advise them what's going on in the case, goes to mediation, doesn't necessarily tell them that the case has been settled, or that even the case is going to mediation. And oftentimes, that's a miscommunication or a misunderstanding by defense counsel that their client is really the insurance company, the company that's paying their bills, the company they have a relationship with.